Welcome to another Shorty Edition. This is My Worst Date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
And we are recording remotely again, unfortunately. Sad, but here we are. I'm excited. This has been, I'm excited because I get to see you guys, even if it's remotely.
Yes.
It's needed.
I'm excited. It is needed. Doing like a weekly check-in with you guys, you have no idea. It's been a big part of getting me through this fucking bananas year. It really has.
Yeah, me too. It does. It feels like therapy. Like today has been, it hasn't even been hard. It's just like I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Like I feel like sometimes that happens. Like life's already difficult and you're dealing with that. And then like this morning, I don't know what happened. You know what? I'm in Lake Arrowhead, right? I'm surrounded by nature. I woke up before Anthony. I made my coffee. I got dressed. I'm listening to my meditation podcast. Life is good. Why? I don't know what happened. Something happened this morning and it like flipped a switch in me. And then I was like furious for the rest of the day.
I will tell you what happened. And I don't know why, as a 38-year-old woman that has been having her period since the age of 13. So 25 fucking years, once a month. So however you do the math, listeners, I don't know why it takes me by surprise that every month there is one day of PMS where it's this unrequited fury.
You're right.
Unbelievable upset at the world.
And we did just talk about this. Like Cassie and I are about to start. You're done with yours. And that's exactly what it is. Is it's like I had to actually check myself and remind myself like this, you're feeling like this because this is PMS. Like I went and apologized.
Why does it take us by surprise every month?
I don't know. I mean, and I
know it's coming.
I told Anthony like several times today where I was just like, I would like get mad. I'm literally like that angry character on Inside Out. Like I'd like go off on like just something dumb and then literally like come back and be like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that you're having to deal with this because it's not you. It's not anything. It's just my hormones are out of balance and every little tiny thing that goes wrong makes me want to rip someone's face off.
Like, dude, this makes me super aware of what just happened because I was going to be like, I don't really get that way, blah, blah, blah. This makes me super aware of something that happened this morning, which is that I worked out because I wasn't able to yesterday. I did my final day of Chloe Ting.
What?
Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
I was furious about how I looked because I'm bloated. I look gross. My new Fabletics, which are so cute, make Chris is like, I think they compress your butt too much because, and he's taking my after pictures and I'm mad. I'm mad at how I look, but it's coming off mad at him.
Cassie,
I have one picture where my face is like all smooshed in. I'm like, why did you wait till then to take my picture? He's like, whoa.
Dude, listen, yesterday, because I had lent Christina my measuring tape, knowing that I had another measuring tape somewhere in my house, right? Like, I lent that to you knowing that, like, I have another one.
Yeah.
It's not, like, a big deal. Could not find it. I literally, Anthony wasn't home. I tore my apartment apart. Like, I have never in my life, like, it was like someone had a search warrant for my apartment. I opened every, like, drawer, cabinet, like, literally everything. I did finally find it. And then when I measured myself, and I've realized now that it's because my period's about to start and I'm bloated, and I measured myself, and I had gained an inch in my waist. I'd lost an inch in my stomach, but I gained an inch in my waist. When I tell you, this is so embarrassing, actually, I cried so hard. Like, this is so embarrassing, but it's because I was PMS-y and I had worked so hard, okay? Like, I dedicated myself to this program and I did this shit for 25 days. And when I measured myself, I was furious. And then a couple hours later, I was like, Keegan, you're PMSing, you're bloated, like that's why. It's not anything else. Calm down. You feel better, you feel stronger. That's what's important. literally chill. Like,
but no, you can't. You can't. And I am somebody, I think, out of all of it, all of us, like, if one of us was a robot, it would be me. Like, I think, but there's something about that period week that just unleashes this emotional torrent.
Hellfire. That
yeah. I can't fucking deal with. I was convinced this week. So here's like, I got a new job position. It's fucking impossible and I hate it. And there's no work-life balance, nothing. And Eric has been doing the vast majority of everything around the house, taking care of the animals, keeping it clean, everything. And we have to move this month. And so I got it in my head on my period that I was just like, he's going to leave me. He's going to be so irritated with having to do the dishes that he's going to
leave me. Period thoughts.
Period thoughts are
no, they are brutal. Like, they will sabotage your life. They really will. Like, literally, I look back on yesterday now with some clarity, and I'm like, Keegan, pull yourself together. It's like I'm seeing myself standing over myself, being like, what? Mm-hmm. You're a badass bitch. Why are you crying
right
into your computer keyboard because of a 1-inch gain? What a dumb thing to be sad about.
Which isn't even a gain. It's like if you wait a few days until you're done being bloated with your period, like it will like literally shrink.
It will, yes.
So much.
Yes.
But yeah,
it's wild. I literally got in the shower after my workout and saw, like, I swear to you, like, when I tell you, like, above my pelvic bone, I can literally see where it swells. You
know, yes, I do. Like, I know right exactly. Yes. Pelvic yes. Bone.
I can see that. Like, it's like one little spot. It's like my, like, yes. I can see my ovary yes. Fucking yep. Swelling.
Anthony likes to touch like, it because oh, it's like a bump.
This is. Yes.
Yeah.
Ew, it's creepy, right? Okay. Not just me. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad I'm not the one with the weird period thing this time.
No. No, it's crazy to me. And what I want, there's a lot of things I want from this podcast, obviously, but I wish that more people talked about their periods. This is half the fucking world that goes through more than half the world.
More than
52% of the world has to deal with this once a fucking month. And there's like zilch, nada,
yes. When Anthony came home, I had to break it down. And like, why am I yelling at him? It's not his fault. But like when he came home, I was like mad because of my measurements, right? And I was mad and I was trying to explain to him that like the week before my period, my body's fucked up. The week of my period, my body is fucked up. So I get like 2 good weeks. So
2 solid weeks.
Yeah. So like half a month every month for however many years, my body is fucked up. Like, isn't that bizarre?
Yay. And you have to pretend that it's not. You have to go through life pretending that it's not fucked up.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
it's wild.
We live in a patriarchy and we have to fucking deal with and just pretend like, oh, this is fine, house on fire, but it's not. And I'm like, I don't understand why if we're the majority, we have to pretend like all this is fine. I don't understand why I had to date man after man after man that thought periods were gross. I'm like, you know what's gross? Not having a period, because more of us are doing it than you.
You're the weird one. You know what I mean? You're the weirdo
here.
You're
the weird one.
Oh, you don't have a period? Ew, that's weird.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Welcome to period hour with my worst date.
Wow. Exactly.
Well, all the male listeners are like, again? You guys talk about your periods literally every month. Yeah. Okay. Because they're all consuming. My thoughts can think of nothing else. So anyway.
Oh, God.
Should we start with stories? Or no, we have a would you rather.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to find a different one. Hold on. Would you rather the aliens that make first contact be robotic or organic?
Neither. Neither, please.
Same, hard neither.
Are you either kidding one. Me? I would be down for either, but I have to
what?
Say.
Why?
I fucking wish aliens would come right now. Right now. No. I am calling upon aliens.
I wish you no. wouldn't, Christina. I really wish you wouldn't. Come. This shit is going to get picked up by some fucking satellite floating through floating through space.
Oh, my God. Did you see, and I don't know if somebody sent this to my worst date group, but somebody was talking about how, like, you know, we sent out, I don't know if it was a Voyager or what mission we sent it out with, the gold record. From, yeah. Like, we literally out into space sent nudes and directions to our house.
Yeah, we did. Come what? Over. Like, it's just a piece of paper.
Hey, you up?
Yeah, it's a piece of paper that says, like, WYD. It's like, what are you doing? No, I mean, I think both of these options are terrifying. I guess if I had to choose, I would say organic because there's more variety there. Like, maybe they're absolutely fucking terrifying, or maybe they're, like, just like us and dumb and just, like, stumbled upon our planet. But, like, if it's a robot.
If it's a robot, you could fucking find some smart motherfucker to write a program to.
That could be true.
Destroy it. If it's organic, it would probably get smallpox and die, just like Native Americans.
Oh no,
in America!
Damn.
So, which damn is oh, no.
pick your poison?
Better,
Jesus.
We're gonna be like, hi aliens, robots. Want some blankets?
Hi aliens, robot. Would you like coronavirus? Like, take that back. I'm like, which is more vulnerable? Which is more, and I honestly think I would prefer aliens be organic because at least it puts it at a playing field.
That's what I feel like too.
Even playing field with us. Yeah.
But does it?
Vulnerable. We'd be vulnerable to the shit they bring from their planet because who knows what the fuck they're bringing to us, but they would also be vulnerable to shit from our planet.
But would they? Do you because know what I mean? Here's the thing. In my vast knowledge of sci-fi movies, of which I have seen many, right? You've got Life with Jake Gyllenhaal. You've got Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
They're like the whole thing is that they are not susceptible to any of our shit. Like that's what makes them so dangerous.
No, but do they say that in the movies or do we just not watch the movie long enough for them to bring malaria back to their planet and literally wipe it all
well,
out.
Well, in Life, I mean? It literally was like impossible to kill it. Like it was like one of those things that was like, oh, it's going to come to Earth and literally decimate everything because humans don't have the capabilities. Also, we're dumb as shit. Like, let's be honest. Humans are so stupid. I mean, maybe there are other light forms that are dumb.
We're stupid. I just think that we are so far behind in terms of like, you said something on the podcast last week, Keegan, that really connected with me and just like how connected we all are and how like if we embraced that and really tried to take care of our fellow human, if we were trying to provide free healthcare, free education, if we were trying to better our fellow man without thinking it was taking away from one of us, I think we would progress.
You're right. I mean, humans are capable of amazing things, but it's just that we will not. I mean, history has shown us that we literally cannot stop fighting each other long enough to build something incredible. Like, we can't stop. Right. Like, even, like, going into space, it was, like, a race, the space race. Like, why the fuck are we, why can't we just be, like.
Be a fight.
Yeah, why is it a competition? Why can't it just be, like, hey, look at what we're capable of. Isn't that incredible? Like, let's do that, too. Why does everything have to be a fucking competition?
Right. It's like the competition for the vaccine right now, where it's just like, why can't we all work together on this? But it's because, they're all trying to make money off of it and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I think I would prefer in the would you rather. I kind of think I'd prefer them to be organic. I'm going to stick with that just because I think you can shoot an organic thing.
Right.
You can stab an organic thing. You can infect an organic right. thing. A robotic thing would take a lot more time to try to figure out, to try to fight, which is the human part of me, I guess, that I'm thinking of fighting it first.
Right. But what if it's just like, hey, I brought you some flowers, and you're like, shoot it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like nice. It's like a nice alien from space.
We came here to give you the cure for COVID. You're welcome.
But the organic thing makes me feel connected to it as well, and more empathetic towards it.
Right, because there's organic emotions there, you would think, or something yeah. similar. Yeah, I'm going with organic as well. What about you, Cass?
Yeah, I think neither, but if I have to pick one, I think organic sounds like the one that we could identify more with, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, I've also seen Battlestar Galactica, and those robots were basically humans, so who knows?
Mm, right? Oh, man.
Who knows?
All right, exactly. Who wants to start with stories?
I'll go.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Driving home after dinner, I started to sweat and feel rather ill. Soon, I was begging him to pull over. Then I leaned out of the truck door and puked for several minutes.
Oh, no.
I sat silently the rest of the way, thinking my chance with this guy was blown. When we arrived at my house, he said, I'm going to have to use your toilet. After he shut the bathroom door, I could hear him from two rooms away destroying the toilet with explosive diarrhea.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's like Machine Gun Kelly up in there.
Oh, no.
You know it's bad when you can hear it from several doors down, you know? After he finished, he immediately left. This was 10 years ago, and we're married now. We still laugh about this story often.
Oh, yay. No. Shared food poisoning.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, some comedian has a, like, they talk about, like, oh, it's Chelsea Peretti in her stand-up. She's like, do you come from a puke family or a shit family? Where, like, when you get sick, do you throw up?
Oh.
Or do you shit?
I'm a both.
I'm a throw-upper.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm solidly.
So much. I would much rather be a shitter.
Really? Oh,
I hate throwing up so much. Like, honestly,
that's so funny. Eric can't handle it either. It's like Eric will handle when the dogs have an accident with no problem, but if they throw up, he's like, I can't.
I will say, animal puke texture is bad. Yeah, it's bad.
He can't handle puke.
Just, like, my whole body pukes from the tip of my toes to the top of my head. My whole body is just, it's visceral. Ugh. It's horrible. I hate
sweating.
Pukes. Yeah.
Cassie, you want to go next?
Sure. All right. So, my match bio claimed he was a gentleman, made reservations a week prior to our nice Italian restaurant for Thursday. We chatted briefly and he confirmed the night before the reservation was at 8:30. The day of the date, I was waiting for him to hit me back, which he did 1 hour before the reservation. He told me to come on over and ask for the name that it was under, which was apparently his. I get there and the maitre d' confirms his name and sits me down. I get on Tinder and he unmatched me. The moment I saw he wasn't in my inbox, I knew what was happening. I was being stood up and I couldn't believe it. I waited for 5 minutes before I headed out and I sat at Starbucks for half an hour in disbelief before getting a ride back home. My night ended up being $40 in Uber fare and lemon pepper wings and French fries. I deleted Tinder.
Fucking terrible. Asshole.
Right? Just tell somebody. Just tell somebody, like, why waste their time like that?
And that their money. Wild.
That's terrible.
That's wild to me. Like, literally an hour before, you don't just be like, hey, something came up. That's worse than, like, just ghosting.
Have either of you ever been stood up?
Yes.
Yes? I've never been stood up before. And I can't
brag.
No, I haven't been on that many dates. Let's be real. That's why. But I feel like it's the most inconsiderate thing that you could do to somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
It really is. It really is. It's just like, just tell somebody, because they're like, not only did that woman waste Uber fare.
Makeup.
Right.
But she also wasted makeup. Mm-hmm. And she wasted time, and time is money nowadays. Like, we know how overscheduled the three of us are.
Right.
If we decide to make time for something and somebody stands us up.
Furious.
How fucking furious are you going to be?
Furious.
Because.
So furious.
You know, you rearranged editing a podcast or fucking like dealing with your job or any of that shit. It's like you're pushing all that stuff out of the way to fucking meet somebody. They're giving somebody the respect of their time.
Yeah, sir, I could have been sitting at home on my couch watching The Office right now. How dare you?
Exactly. or the Vow. Oh my God.
Oh, girl. Wait till the full length. We got plenty to talk about.
Exactly. Anyways, okay. So here we go. Mine's from Reddit. You ready for this?
I don't know.
My very first date ever, as a 16-year-old, he made me drive to him. We went off a 30-foot rope swing. I had no desire doing.
What in the class action park?
I mean,
I cracked my tailbone and couldn't sit for weeks.
Oh,
it gets better.
This is a Midwest date if I've ever heard one.
I was on my period and had a tampon in. The impact of the water sent my tampon so far up, I couldn't get it out.
Oh my
God.
She ends it, and we didn't stop for food. I win.
Oh my God. I hate that. I really don't like that. The toxic shock. I can't.
Oh, toxic shock. Wow. Wow.
How far up? Like, can you imagine? Because Cassie, you watched Class Action Park. It's like
How hard did she? How hard did she hit the water? Like, how hard and at what angle for it to just like.
To literally like go up into your like I don't know lower intestines or something.
That's not the connection. That's not the connection. Anatomy.
No, it does not.
And you know what? You know what I'm mad at is that like this is going to become an embarrassing story for her. Like she had to go back to high school being the girl who had the tampon shoved all the way up. But it should be an embarrassing story for him. This piece of shit. Like, how fucking dare you?
Wow. He didn't do it.
But he coerced her to jump off of a thing she did not want to jump off of so hard that she hit her tailbone.
Oof. I hate all of that.
Terrible. Wow. Yeah. All right. Okay. This is also from Reddit. I went out with a guy that my roommate set me up with a few years ago. I love that she bullet pointed this shit. First bullet point. First, he was vocally irritated that I wore heels because it made him less taller than me. Note, he was still taller than me by a few inches, but just less taller.
Oh my God.
What in the fragile masculinity is that? Two, dinner went all right, although we didn't have a lot in common. After dinner, we met back up with my roommate and her boyfriend, and we all went to a house party with their friends. I basically knew no one. At the party, my date's somewhat newly ex-girlfriend was there. To summarize, she called me a whore, spilled my drink on me, threatened to fight me, told me she gave him herpes.
That's the bad one. You can't take penicillin. That one don't go away.
No. Left and came back an hour later looking for me, hugged me, grabbed my ass, and apologized and told me I was hot. So I guess it went pretty well by the end of the night.
Wow.
What? I feel...
Wow.
It's like a roller coaster for you.
I don't...
Wow.
Turn this off. Turn this off. I went off this ride.
What a mess.
What the fuck? What a mess.
Jesus. Messy, messy, messy.
Guess the age. Guess the age. I'm just saying 23.
I was going to go even younger. Oh, no. I was like 19. Like yeah. Like
yeah. 18, 19. Yeah, this is like fresh out of
high school. Girl, freshie. That girl was drunk on Smirnoff Ices. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
She thought it was a good idea, and it was not.
It was not. All right. So this guy, 8 years older, asks me out. And he lived about an hour and a half away from me. So we decided to meet in the middle. I ended up driving an hour because the middle is a little shit town. As I'm pulling off the drive out of the driveway, I asked for the address for the sushi spot. He replied, but to my surprise, it's his parents' house. He gets in and says, that is, it's down the street, so we should drive together.
That is not, that's not what you think it is.
No. We get there and he's a lot, like two avocado bombs himself, who doesn't share their other half. The whole time he would not stop talking about how all his exes screwed him over and the last one he thought he would marry, etc.
Red flag.
We're in your mother's living room, sir.
Oh no, they're at the sushi place.
Wait, what?
They made it to the sushi place. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He gets in and says it's down the street, and so we should just ride
together. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So
I thought he legit like, was like, meet me at the sushi address, place.
Pick me up.
My parents' living room. Okay.
Also.
And then his mom's like rolling California rolls.
She's wearing one of those giant Benihana hats. You're like,
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. So, But then it's about time for it to end, and the bill was $90, and I'm all game for splitting or even paying if I'm asked for the date, asked before the date, but he literally ate $70 more sushi and beer than me. I drove longer, and I wasn't even shared with you. So then he says, I only brought $10. How do you want to pay for this? He didn't even leave the tip because I paid with my card, as if that matters.
You know what? Okay. I respect her for paying because knowing people who work in the service industry, it's like they got to get paid. But I have to tell you that the urge to get up and excuse yourself to go powder your nose and then leave that motherfucker there would be strong. So strong.
Also. Yeah. Also,
have your mommy and daddy come pick you up and pay that bill, bitch.
8 years older than her. He's 8 years older than her.
Yeah.
$10 nowadays in 2020, these trying times, is going to buy you a fucking value meal at McDonald's. And that's fucking
it. And for you. You're not for two.
For yourself.
That's right.
Not for two. Exactly. It's $10 is not going to fucking buy you dinner for yourself at sushi. I'm like, no. I fucking spend a good $35-$40 myself at sushi, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sushi is expensive. Yeah. Like, if you don't have cash, you cannot take your date to sushi on a first date. Like, you can't do it. Exactly. Because, like she said, like, bare minimum, you have to pay for yourself. Like, if he had been like, okay, let's just pay for ours, I would have been like, all right, that's fine, you know? But you bare minimum have to have enough money to pay for yourself. What the hell?
Right.
Ugh.
$10. Go fuck yourself. That's almost more insulting. I don't know why than no money at all.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes. I mean? It's like you thought about this enough to have $10 on you. What the hell?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Knowing full well that you're going to eat and drink $70 worth of food and alcohol. Okay. Mm.
Yikes. All right.
All right. Okay. So, okay. The guy showed up late after not answering his phone after I responded to 3 missed calls from him. Left a message to say, I'll be at the bar we agreed to meet and when he makes his way over. I sat down with a beer and a good book. I see him walk up. He looked like his photo. He was tall, wearing an oversized black button-down for his lanky frame, short black slacks, and black dress shoes.
Okay. He sounds okay so far.
He was carrying a shoebox, had a bloody nose, and a purple-red swollen thumb.
Oh.
I asked if he was okay, and he... He went on a long tangent of how he saved his friend from a knife fight the night before. He texted me all night the night before, so this was odd. He said his bloody nose was the result of walking up a steep hill after taking lots of pain meds for his thumb. Okay.
What?
Ladies. So a guy walks up. He's wearing like all black and he's on a date with you and he's carrying a shoebox.
What's in the box?
I don't like this.
And a really swollen, disgusting looking thumb.
What's Cancel in the box? Cancel the date, sir. Like, what? Okay.
I told him his thumb looked infected. And it needed a bandage, and he assured me that his oozing thumb was fine.
Oozing, oozing, oozing. I hate it.
I'm sorry. He then invaded my personal space and immediately snuggled
fucking not. You keep that disgusting thumb away from me. You keep that shit to yourself.
No. Exactly. 6 feet social distance, sir, please.
Oh, no.
I told him not to touch me and that I didn't give him permission. Fast forward to me asking why he has a shoebox.
Thank you.
He says to carry my stuff. Why didn't he have a backpack or wallet?
Like a messenger bag or
or anything.
Literally anything except for a loose box.
Because I lost my backpack after hanging with these guys at the beach. What's in the shoebox? She asks. He opened it. Oh my god. Sorry, hold on. I have to switch.
It just says hopes and dreams on the inside.
Hopes and dreams. He opened it. Contents are wad of $10 bills, a pair of male underwear, a phone charger, what? Lighters, and a bunch of crumpled up paper.
What?
Those are his hopes and dreams.
Why?
That he wrote down.
I feel like we haven't said this on this podcast in a while, but who raised you? Like, who raised you that you think that this is acceptable? I don't understand. And why are you bringing it with you? Like, money you can put in your pockets, right?
Yep.
Why do you need men's underwear? What are the crumpled up pieces of paper? Hope's Why does this need to go with you to brunch?
Oh my god. I don't know.
Don't think he should be in public at all.
I took him to a Rite Aid and cleaned and bandaged his god. Gum.
Oh,
told him goodbye and turned him down after he asked for a second date. He got angry and said I owed him one because he was a nice guy.
I don't owe you dick. Okay. You know what?
What about that made you a nice guy?
Because I was already thinking like, oh, that's really kind of her to like go and get him like taken care of. She fucking paid for that shit at Rite Aid. You know she yep. did. Yeah. And so I'm like,
you know, she knows he's got a shoebox full of tents.
Right. Right. So I'm just like,
who's on the 10?
Who is Alexander that, Hamilton? Even?
Hamilton.
Some Hamiltons, hammies, but just stacks on hammies.
Got some hammies, just a box of hammies.
Oh my god!
You know, we can afford Band-Aids. Dude. Oh, my God. And then he's like, fuck you, bitch. I'm a nice guy. I'm like, you showed up with a shoebox.
But you know what, Christina? Listen, Neo.
Shoebox on your first date.
Neosporin's expensive. Let's be real. Some antibiotic ointment, which you know he needed.
Why are you on the apps, though, sir?
I don't know. Again, like, you are not ready to be dating. What life experience have you had that has told you that this behavior is acceptable? I don't understand.
You are not ready for public consumption, period. No. Period.
No. Wow. Not at all.
That's like home. Let's what? Where do you live? Somewhere, or is this box like you carry every like he's got
no he carries it everywhere, obviously. I'm like, can you at least like put a string on it, like a strap, make it easier for you to carry? Like, I'm thinking about how difficult with that swollen thumb it must be to just like hold on to that box all day.
Oh my God. Yeah. Have you guys ever carried a clutch?
Yes. Somewhere? It's so annoying.
It's the same thing where it's so annoying. Yes. Where I'm just like, yes, I can't even imagine what a shoebox would be like.
Ugh.
Clutches have to be the most stolen purse ever, because literally you just want to put it down.
Wherever. Or you just, exactly. Yeah, like if I'm carrying a clutch, that shit goes like that. My clutches probably smell disgusting because that shit goes right into your armpit, oh, yeah. Armpit. And you carry it around under your fucking arm flap everywhere.
Because who wants to just have one hand? That's the big yes. issue here.
Exactly. That's why we have two. Humans have evolved to have two hands for a reason. And look. And that's why women's clothing has to have
yes
pockets.
like we might be like a dumb species, but like we at least did invent the strap like for a reason, okay? Like have you seen that meme though that's like that's like nobody, and then it's like women's hands, and it's like them with their phone and a drink and their keys, like all yes. in one like hand, because this is how we've evolved. Yep. Because people won't give us adequate pockets.
No, cool. No, they won't. Full yeah, stop. It's ridiculous.
Ugh. Oh, well.
Well, if you guys have stories, short or long, if you have would you rathers that you'd like us to do, if you want to check out our fall sale on our merch that we have, whoop, which whoop. Is incredible, go to our one-stop shop of website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. And we love you guys so much.
Cheers.